Here I am. Good day, everybody. How you doing? Or good night, or afternoon, whatever it is, wherever you are. I am following the instructions of many fast blasters who want me to correct prediction number 33, a bloodbath on the Mexican border by April. All right. I'll give that a ding instead of a bonk, because I know there was a lot of trouble on the Mexican border. It continues, in fact, and enough of you felt that there was enough of it to justify a ding, and therefore number 33 is a ding, improving the average at least a little tiny bit. Not a very good year last year for this year. Number 37, stock market under 7,000 and car companies crash. I'm going to give that a ding. I don't know that it specifically got below 7,000. I can't remember what the low was, but what I do recall is that the car companies crashed. That's fair to say. Number 38, July 24th will bring world peace. Sorry, that's a bonk. Number 39, North America Union declared this year. Bonk. No, didn't happen. Number 40, hotel fire, high rise with a high loss of life. That also, thankfully, is a bonk. And number 41, a blimp will crash. And as far as I know, that's a bonk. And again, if I get these wrong, I'll look at number 42. That's such an easy bonk. U.S. government overthrown. That's definitely a bonk. All right, well, I'll stop there. In a moment, we will continue with predictions for the year 2010. And listen to me now. These need to come from your psychic center, not political hopes, hates, wishes, whatever. But real predictions for the year 2010. Only one prediction per caller. Only one caller for the 2 days. No predictions of political assassination, please. Predictions only on air, and they're numbered. No email, no fast blast predictions, and it's all done with open lines. In other words, just call and let it ring. I will answer, and that way you're not charged for trying, as you would be if you're put on hold. So that's the deal. Predictions for 2010. We continue in a moment. As I do every year, I would like to register a complaint about cell phones. Now, while I personally own a cell phone and actually like them, I really want to complain. And here is my complaint. They sound like crap. You know, most cell phones really sound crappy, and it need not be that way. Here's what I would like to request of the cell phone industry. As a talk show host and one who takes calls on the air and has to put up with these cell phones, and I understand that the world is converting to cell phone use, I would like to request that the cell phone companies to try to lobby the government for more spectrum availability. Now, let me explain what this means. Right now, they have so little spectrum available that they make the signal very narrow. Let's see if I can get you to understand this. The signal is very narrow. It's digital, of course, but very narrow. And it would be possible for cell phone companies to, with more bandwidth, to make the cell phones actually sound good, just about as good as a real connected line-type telephone. So since the world truly is converting to cell phone use, let's make more spectrum available, and let's have the companies not be so stingy with the amount of bandwidth that they assign to a cell phone call. Now, if you would do that, they would suddenly sound good. And I'll just bet you, instead of being able to hear a pin drop, sort of with a fuzzy little, you'd actually hear a pin drop. So that's my hope and my wish, that cell phone companies would get more bandwidth and would use it so that the calls actually sound good. That would take cooperation of the cell phone companies and the various governments, and it could be, cell phones could sound good. So there you have it. First time caller line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello.
First name, if you would, and where you are.
Janessa in Modesto.
In Modesto. Janessa in Modesto. Okay, your prediction will be number 23.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
hear it?
I do.
Okay. I predict the River Ganges is going to slow to almost a trickle, and there'll be vast areas of India where people will be reporting sterility.
Sterility?
Yes. Unexplained.
Trickle. Okay. By the way, you're a perfect example of a cell phone call. You can hear a little... Anyway, I do appreciate your call and your prediction, and it is duly recorded as number 23. Thank you very much. Let's move to a wild card line. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, how's it going? How you doing?
Just fine.
I'm using a... Well, I'll keep it anonymous what kind of phone I'm using.
Okay. It is a good phone. It's not a cell phone, right?
It is a cell phone. I am so surprised you said that.
Is it really?
Yes, it is, sir, and it's one of the cheapest kind you can buy.
Oh,
it
man.
It is the cheapest kind you can buy.
It gets a, it gets five stars, whatever it is.
Right on there. I appreciate that, Art. Art, thanks for taking my call. Are you doing? We're still doing the predictions, right?
Oh, absolutely. Just getting underway, really.
All right. I have a prediction that the I guess, I'm not sure if he's a producer, but the show UFO Hunters with Bill Burns will develop a, I guess, a sister show or maybe an additional live segment. I'm not sure which it is. And what it'll do is people will call in live like they are doing on your show, Coast to Coast, with their direct UFO stories, and they will, you know, take them as they hear them and investigate them, whether or not they think it, they should be or not. But it'll add a new flavor to the show, and I absolutely love that show. I do believe they're stepping on toes because they're playing the show differently, not as continuous as they used to. So I do suspect that they're getting bullied, but as a result, I think they will get extra funding, and they will, for 2010, they will have a new segment, a live segment, or possibly just a sister show.
Okay. All right. All right. Very good prediction. Number 24. I don't know if it's very good, but it's interesting. Develops a new segment, UFO Hunters. Well, that was a fairly decent cell phone. Most of them are not. I guess some are a little bit better than others, but as a general rule, as I said, they're allocated very little bandwidth, and they're digital and squeezed, and that's what makes them sound that way. If they'd give them more bandwidth, then the competition could begin, and companies could start to say ours sound better. Not that they, you know, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Well, yeah, I hear you, but you sound like you're underwater or something. I guess I better not say anymore. I've got a grudge against the whole industry. Hello there. Wildcard Line, you're on the air.
Hello, Art. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I have a quick prediction for you.
Okay.
I have a feeling that come this summer, we're going to have a major earthquake in California. I believe it will be a 7.3 at least. And it will create the tsunami that an earlier caller was referring to all the way up the West Coast.
Okay. And, but it'll be in California.
Yes, sir, I do. And I'm Miss Cynthia from Winnipeg, Canada. Very cold.
Oh. Oh.
And I would like to just say happy birthday, Sir Russell. I love you.
All
and
right.
Art, I have listened to you for 15 years, and I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to hear your voice in person.
Thank you so very much, and it's a pleasure to hear you as well. That's prediction number 25. Major earthquake, actually named as a 7.3 in California, certainly possible. Okay, first-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
I believe it will be a 7.3.
Hello.
Extinguish thy radio, please.
I'm going to do that right for right now.
Okay. And your first name and location.
I am in Pahrump, Nevada.
Are you really?
Yes, I am. And I live right down the street from you, where you used to live. I have a prediction that, well, it's kind of interesting. It's the going to be the rediscovery of the Hollow Earth North Polar Entrance by September of next year.
Okay, rediscovery of Hollow Earth Entrance. Wow.
North Polar Open, the one that Admiral Byrd flew into in 1947.
Do you think, you really think the world is hollow?
Yes, it is. Would you like me to tell you why?
Sure. I'm curious. Why?
Well, I was stationed at Area 51 when I was in the Air Force and for 11 and a half years. And I read Admiral Byrd's diary, his one supposedly that was missing. But this one here, it was the original. And I read it, and I read the message that he was given to him, that was given to him by the Arianians of the Hollow Earth, of the city of Eden. Uh-huh. And also, when I was back when I was in the Air Force, just before I got out, I was up in the Arctic doing some, on my last mission, flying, and between 25 and 30,000 feet in above the Arctic Circle.
What were you flying? What kind of?
Well, it was a prop aircraft. It was a like a C-119.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were flying, and we noticed that our instruments started spinning. And my other airman on the aircraft said, "Come look at out this window. See, look at this." I look out the port side window, and I look down, and I see an opening in the Arctic Ocean. And we see what looks like, and I hesitate in saying it, but we look like two flying lizards, quite large.
Excuse me, flying lizards?
Or reptiles of some sort, maybe pterodactyls or whatever. There was two of them. Mm-hmm. And then we saw something else caught our vision, and we looked and we saw a formation of six glowing disc-shaped craft. Wow. Going in and out of this opening.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we believe we know it's there. We just, have to prove it and rediscover it. And I know it's going to happen by September of next year.
Well, I mean, surely the entire Earth is not hollow because, I mean, we've drilled down pretty far. I mean, not real far, but pretty far.
The point being is
pretty solid.
The center of gravity is located 400 miles into the Earth's crust.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get past that point, then the temperature starts dropping, and as you get toward the center, the inner surface of the Earth.
That's a fascinating concept. All right, it is prediction number 26: rediscovery of the Hollow Earth Entrance. Wouldn't that be something? That's been another. As you know, I've always been fascinated with holes and the possibility of something that would go into the Earth. Not that I would do it, mind you, but it is fascinating. All right, onward to let's make it west of the Rockies, I guess. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hello, Art. Very good to talk to you again.
And to you as well, sir. Your first name and where beeth you?
Ah, wow, my name is Brian, and I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas, very close to Pahrump, which is a place I maintain my homes there as well.
We sure miss having you close by.
Well, thank you.
My prediction is more of a spiritual nature. We've heard a lot of doom and gloom predictions.
That's true.
But I believe strongly in the year 2010. My prediction is that a lot of people are going to look within to find their spiritual awakening, and they're not going to be so stressed out about, end of the world. And it's going to start to see a turnaround of world events because, the last few years people are panicking, and that's causing a lot of world crises, countries not trusting each other, but it's going to take.
Well, somebody predicted something very similar a little while ago, and I asked the same question I'll ask of you. It seems to me to have this kind of spiritual awakening, there would have to be some truly incredible event that would cause people to begin to wake up? Or you think it just would happen naturally?
Well, I'm a strong believer in that our angels are personal, individual guiding angels are able to break barriers to reach us. And usually in times of great distress, we reach more to like spiritual things like God, religion, prayer, and that's when we can hear our angels and they'll be able to communicate much more efficiently with us.
All right. Prediction number 27, again, a spiritual awakening. And that is a good prediction. Everybody can hope such a thing would happen. Let's see. Let's go. What would this be? See, I don't have these labeled. I see them ringing, but I don't have them labeled, so I have to kind of take a shot. We'll go west of the Rockies and say, top of the morning, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. My God, what a thrill to be able to get through to you. I just got my radio turned down, and I'm ready to go.
Okay. Your name and where are you?
I'm Richard, and I'm in Santa Barbara, California.
Excellent. Okay. I await your prediction.
You're going to like this one. It's basically going to be a real interesting effect on the political system. There's going to be a group of people that are going to come out of nowhere, and they're basically going to volunteer to take a lie detector test on a regular basis in order to give us peace of mind, and these people are going to go zooming right into office. We're going to have basically a whole new government full of honest people by 2012, and it starts in 2010 with the elections coming up, because there's going to be a lot of honest people that are going to give us peace of mind by saying, you know what, I'll take a lie detector test. I know they're not 100% reliable, but neither are congressmen and senators. If 2 to 10% of the population can fool a lie detector, all that means would be that 2 to 10% of the population, the Congress and the Senate would be able to put one over on us. I mean, the oath of office. And I got this dream, oh, God, about 15,
it's 20 pretty cool,
years ago.
Really.
Pardon?
I said it's pretty cool, really. In other words, a group of people come forward, as would be politicians, and I guess we call them the lie detector party or something, right?
The honesty party or something like that. What they're doing is they're willing to go ahead and demonstrate to us that they're going to be honest, and that'll give us peace of mind. And they'll just walk over the other guys, because what are the other guys going to say? What reason? We don't need to take a lie detector test. Those things are very accurate. I wish you would do a show about those things.
What percentage of current politicians, sir, do you think would submit to a lie detector test now?
Well, probably maybe like 10. But the thing is, look at the 10? Questions we can ask.
We're at a break point. I got to go, but I love your idea. It's prediction number 28. Let it come, the lie detector party. Oh, hey, I might join that one. Good morning. I'm Art Bell. Here I am, the lie detector party. I love it. That's prediction number 28. It's been a good bunch of predictions. I don't think it'll happen, but it's a hell of an idea if you think about a lie detector party. That's really good. All right, we're doing predictions for 2010. And again, I want these from your psychic center, all right? Not political loves, hopes, hates, whatever. Just something that you psychically really think will happen so that we have a good chance for a good year. Only one prediction per caller, per show, or for the two shows involved in doing the predictions for next year. No predictions of political assassination, thank you very much. Predictions only on the air, meaning no fast blast predictions. Now, you're welcome to fast blast me. Go to coasttocoastam.com. You can send a fast blast, but not a prediction. Only numbered predictions actually taken on the air. That way there's no hanky-panky, and it's all open lines, no call screener. So that's the way we're doing it, and do it again. We will in a moment. All right, back to the prediction business. let's see. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Yes, Art.
You truly are a first-time caller, right? You've never called before.
No. One of our military personnel in Afghanistan is going to steal a body of one of the terrorists there after a terrorist attack and bury the body in a pigskin. It's going to become well known, and terrorism is going to drop off, and another soldier is going to do the same thing, and it's just going to stop the terrorists dead in their tracks because they won't get their 77 virgins. And they're going to get the idea because at the turn of the century, the American soldiers...
Sir, I think it was 72 virgins, maybe?
Yeah, well, they did the same thing in the Philippines back at the turn of the last century. And it's going to happen. And it's going to happen before next summer.
All right. Duly recorded as prediction number 29. All right. Thank you. It was 72, right? 72 virgins. Wild Card Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yes, this is Tommy.
Hi, Tommy. Okay.
Am I on now?
Oh, you're on the air, Tommy. There's no screener. Oh, you're on the air.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, all right. It's good. By the way, it's good hearing you again. I really love to listen to you. But what I wanted to predict was, in 2010, whatever is supposed to happen by that Mayan calendar in 2012 will happen in 2010, because I truly believe that our calendar runs 2 years behind the Mayan calendar. Let me see. And in essence, next year is actually 2012 by the Mayan calendar. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. What do you think, just as a matter of curiosity, will actually happen as a result of the Mayan calendar date coming up?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but I've heard so many different stories, but the one that really stuck to me, I heard a lady speaking on you guys' show, and she said it was going to be dimensional shift, you know. Okay. In other words, when the Earth supposedly have a polar shift, it was actually going to be a dimensional shift. Mm-hmm. And the people, all of the good people were going to, that were pure in heart and everything, they're going to transfer over to the new Earth. And the people that's evil and bad and warmongers and stuff like that, they were going to remain here and suffer the wrath of God. Mm. And
let me ask you a quick question, just requiring a guess from you. Mm-hmm. It sounds an awful lot like a rapture, sort of a dimensional rapture. So what percent of the people do you think would remain here in the war-ravaged world?
Probably about, I would say about 85%.
85%. So only 15% going to the new dimension. All right, I've got it. Prediction number 30, a rapture-like prediction. 2012 actually occurs in 2010, and all the good people, at least 15%, go on to the new dimensional setup on Earth. International line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. How you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
I have a prediction. I'm from Costa Mesa. My name's Vernon.
Okay.
And I have a prediction for volcanoes in the Mojave Desert. It's going to erupt between September, October, and November of 2010.
Any idea where in the Mojave Desert?
I think it's going to be that one that's off the Interstate 40. Amboy.
Boy. That would surprise a lot of people.
I've been noticing a lot of earthquakes in that area on my seismo watch on the computer, and I just have a feeling that it's a waking up.
Boy, that would be something. All right, prediction number 31, volcano in the Mojave Desert would surprise an awful lot of people, but you never know. I've got to say, and I will say again, we're getting a lot of very, very interesting predictions for the year 2010. Really is kind of unusual this year, a little bit different than it's been. So you guys are being good. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Extinguish your radio, give us your first name, and tell us where you're calling from.
My name is Leonard Osborne, or my name is Leonard.
No. Leonard?
Yes.
Yes. And where are you, Leonard?
I am in Eugene, Oregon.
Okie dokie. And you have a prediction, no doubt, for the coming year?
A prediction? Yeah, I hope so. I don't. I thought this is the wild card line.
It is, yes.
Yeah, so I was under the assumption, not assumption, but I was under the information the impression that this was just a wild card line I could call in. I really just have a question. You sound like Art Bell.
Oh, well, really?
You do.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that. And anyway, you have a question only, so, okay.
I do.
What's your question?
I'm 26 years old right now.
That's a statement.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I'm 26 years old right now. Mm. I had an experience when I was 7 years old while my sister had a paper route, okay?
Yeah.
And I never questioned it until last year. I'm not lying. I've heard a lot of stuff on the show.
I don't think you're lying.
Okay. Well, if I heard this before...
Wait a minute, sir. See, this is a prediction show.
I know. I've sent you an email just trying to get help before,
mm-hmm.
and I never got a response, and I just contacted a counselor of mine that I used to have when I was really young, yeah. and I haven't heard back from him since. And
did you insult him or something?
What's that? No, absolutely not. I'm not that type of individual, and if I did, I would apologize for it. So
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call, but you're calling during a prediction show, and we're not taking... And I never did hear a question, so we'll just move on. First time caller line, you are on the air. Good morning.
Oh, wow. I'm on already?
You're okay. On the air, yes. Henry.
Wow, this is amazing. I can't believe I'm talking to you. Okay, let me turn on my radio. Okay, my prediction is that I think within a few weeks of the new year that there's going to be chaos in the United States. I think there's going to be, I'm predicting a major, either terrorist or war is going to unfold, and oil's going to go up, and it's going to totally shut down our economy, and it's going to happen really, really quickly within the next month.
Wow. That's pretty severe.
Yeah.
So, terrorist action or possibly war. Who would you imagine we would have the war with?
Well, you know, that one caller you had that said a bunch of terrorist activities in the United States, like
yes.
shooting. I believe that is a possibility. I think it's going to happen when we attack Iran or when Israel hits Iran. This is when it's all going to start unraveling.
Certainly is possible. All right. Chaos in the U.S. and this in the first weeks of the new year, and possibly some sort of war, albeit the ongoing terrorist war. You know, I do a lot of flying, and I've been to Guam, you know, a couple times in the last few months, that kind of thing, and. And you know, now that we've had Fancy Pants Bomber, it's getting so miserable to fly. It's hard to imagine what they can do next. I guess the full body scan is going to be what's next, but I don't know. Any more of this and there's going to be a full cavity search or something before you can fly in a plane. Anybody remember the old days? It was so cool. Yeah, you went through one metal detector, you know, and that maybe was it. And flying was fun. Now, that's what the terrorists have done. They've absolutely ruined. They've ruined flying. They've just ruined it. It's not fun anymore. And what's the new regulation that you can't get out of your seats last hour of the flight or something? And they're going to have the full body scans. And it's hard to imagine what else they can do. Stupid terrorists. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
This is Orion from Indiana.
Yes.
My prediction is that Planet X will become completely visible for all to see, and that will maybe be the thing that brings the enlightenment to everybody.
Hmm. People have been predicting Planet X for so long now.
Well, I think it might coordinate with the Hopi Elders coming out and explaining some of it.
No, it might. You never know. So Planet X becomes visible, and that sort of wakes everybody up.
Yep.
Okay, well, we'll certainly do that. Imagine looking up, and instead of seeing the sun or the moon, depending on the time of day, you see this giant looming planet. I guess by the time you saw it, it would be so affecting the orbit and so much more of the Earth that it would be pretty much end times anyway. Okay, let's go east of the Rockies and say you're on the air.
Hey, Art.
Hey.
You're not going to like this one.
Well, there's a lot of them I don't like, but, you know, I live with it.
I'm going to have to predict that in the year 2010, we're going to find out that the terrorists and the CIA, well, all the government officials are going to all be working together.
The
terrorists, new world order.
The terrorists and CIA work
They're
together?
Working together.
Hmm. That would be... well, that would be a backbreaker for the government now, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know so much about that because the government is all into this.
All right. Well, I put it down.
That's going to give them the reason for the martial law. That's the only reason we're having the terrorist attacks that we have now.
Mm-hmm. Is that martial law with the suspension of habeas corpus and all the rest of it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Pretty awful prediction. Number 34, terrorists and the CIA are seen working together, and we have the new world order. Prediction number 34. Okay, let's see, that was east. Let's go west of the Rockies. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, my name is Melanie. I'm from Las Vegas, and
okay.
I have a prediction. Okay, so you know how there's more gay people right now, homosexual people right now, than are admitting it?
Oh,
yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, I think that within the next like couple months, like March or April,
yes,
there's going to be a lot more people coming out, right? Like an
well,
extreme
I don't
amount.
Know.
Like, well, this is what I think. Like 2/3 of the population, in at least in America, and because
wait
of this.
Wait a minute. 2/3 of the population.
I think I don't know if I. That's what I'm getting. I don't think it's going to be that much, but that's what I'm getting.
That would be incredible. I mean, even the biggest estimates think only about 15%. I believe, right?
Yeah. That's what I thought. I don't know. But I don't know how viable that is, but what I do think is that, like, however many people start coming out, it'll be a big deal. And because of this, there's going to be a lot, like, a huge resurgence in violence towards homosexuals.
Really?
Not just in the South, but, yeah. Like, I think, like, it's going to be, like, a ton of people.
Are you
gay? Yes, are getting hurt. I am. But I'm bisexual, but yeah.
Okay.
So.
You know what shocked me, and really does shock me, that they now are allowing same-sex marriages in Mexico City, and that's just amazing. I mean, that's a predominantly Catholic country, and for them to have done that just blew me away.
Yeah, and like that's why, like, I wouldn't think that this would happen because it seems like everything's becoming so much more accepting, but I think that it won't be the government necessarily that'll be anti-gay or whatever. It's going to be like the population, the masses,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, all right. Very interesting prediction. We'll see if it comes true.
Thank you. Bye.
Right, number 35. I'll tell you, here in the Philippines, which I believe is 87% Catholic. It's a very, very Catholic country. The number of gay people here seems to be astronomical. There are so many gays here in the Philippines. And what is amazing, and I'm scratching my head over it, is that they are accepted without the blink of an eye. Now, how does that happen in such a Catholic country? I don't get it. This is a young country that I'm in. The average age here, I think, is about 22 years old. That's a nationwide average. So it's a very young country. And there are, or there seem to be, an astronomical number of gay people here, which is, and as I mentioned, nobody blinks an eye. Nobody blinks an eye here. You don't hear of violence against gays here. You don't hear of any problem whatsoever. It's a head scratcher. Okay, to the wild card line. You're on the air. Good morning.
All right, this is Simon. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Simon.
And bless your Asia. And I bet, not to make a prediction, but I think Asia is going to be a swimmer. And God bless your kitties.
Oh well, we've got a big Olympic-sized swimming pool here, and a children's pool, and she's down in it just about every day. She's such a cutie.
She'll be doing flip turns.
Let me tell you, before she left today, she came in here and gave me a kiss and said, "Good luck, Daddy."
All right. Here's my prediction, and this I'm going to ask you to have it as a rolling because it might not be this year, but it's going to happen.
Okay.
Boston is going to get hit with the big one, the big hurricane, and what'll have to happen, it's got to be the Yankees, the Patriots, and the Red Sox will all be in Boston when this hits. This could be worse than Katrina, but I dreamt, and I don't think the loss of life will be too bad. Go figure, but it will happen.
Huh. Boston hit by a big hurricane.
Boston gets the big hurricane, probably with a girl's name, and if you could have it as a rolly, I hope it's bonk each year, but it's going to come, and it'll have to be the perfect storm with the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Patriots in Boston.
Mm, got it. All right, prediction number 36. A lot of baseball going on, and Boston gets hit by a big hurricane. Interesting. Wow. Wild card, another wild card line. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, this is Ian calling from Glens Falls, New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I called a couple of years ago, and you really got me. I asked if you smoked on air, and you were like, "What's your social security number and stuff?" But my prediction is that Obama is going to look to use hemp as an industry and be more lenient on that to create jobs in the United States.
All right. So the president moves toward the legalization nationwide, I guess, of marijuana, an industry that would bring $500 billion to the economy. I'm Art Bell.